Blog Talk Radio.
Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, aka G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Rhythms underneath. my daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool. G-Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 Bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars, storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas? What's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory Stories. Now, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to do the sports report. G Money Sports Report right here, right now. And let's talk NBA basketball. Basketball.
What's up, G-Money?
What's happening, DJ? How you doing, man? I had to get my
phone charged.
Yeah, I had to get my phone charged. It wasn't charged earlier today. I went to the doctor this morning, and I didn't charge the phone. And then when I came home, I found out that my phone wasn't talking to me. And I'm like, how come it ain't talking? And then I figured it out. I said, oh, the battery's dead. So when I got time to do the radio show, I didn't have a battery on my phone, so I had to charge it. But Ron Collins came and performed today, so I charged my phone and then went and saw Ron Collins. So now he's finished his show, and I went and picked up my phone, and my phone has 38 pounds or 38 somethings of time on it. So it has enough power to last for the radio show today. So
38%.
I'm here. 38%, yes. Okay. So I'm here, and I'm ready. I still haven't gotten my little flip phone to charge up yet, and the social service person didn't come to my room before I left to go to the doctor this morning. And so she hasn't checked to find out how come my phone isn't charging. But Michael looked at the phone, and he checked the cord that was in the phone, and he said, "Oh, it's not charging when you sit the phone down, but when you pick it up, it starts charging." So I don't know what's going on. How come it's not charging when you set the phone down? And I said, "I don't know." He said, "Well, let's see if we can set it down. And if you open it, it charges. But when you close it, it's not charging. So let's open it and see if it'll charge while we have the phone open." So we opened it before we went to Ron Collins' performance. And I don't know. I'll check it when we finish the radio show to see if my flip phone has some juice in it. And he was like, "Why are you trying to charge this old-ass phone anyway?" And I said, "Because I got some phone numbers on there I'm trying to get in my contact list. So, you know, I'm trying to get some recording artists' phone numbers." So, you know, that's why I'm doing it. He's like, "Oh, okay." So I check it out. When we finish the radio show, I'll go back in and see if it's charged and if I can pull up the contact list. So let's talk NBA basketball. What's happening in the NBA right now? Who played yesterday?
Well,
I
can tell you what's happening in the NBA. They are trying to finish up their regular season play, which ends in about 3 days on Sunday. They finish up their regular season play, and then we'll know for sure who's going to be in the play-in tournament, which starts on Wednesday, I think.
Okay.
Starts on the 16th. I think that's Wednesday. Let's see. On Tuesday. So, yeah. So I can tell you right now who the top six teams are in each conference who are going to be in the playoffs for sure in the Western Conference. The Denver Nuggets are in first place. Minnesota Timberwolves are in second place. Oklahoma City Thunder's in third place. LA Clippers are in fourth place. Dallas Mavericks are in fifth place. And the New Orleans Pelicans are in sixth place. So they're going to the playoffs for sure. Teams
for
7
sure.
through 10 will be competing in the play-ins in the Western Conference. And that's the Phoenix Suns, Sacramento Kings, L.A. Lakers, and the Golden State Warriors.
Okay. So what about the Eastern Conference? What do they look like right now?
In the East, the first six teams are the Boston Celtics, the Milwaukee Bucks, New York Knicks, Cleveland Cavaliers, Orlando Magic, and the Indiana Pacers.
Oh, the Indiana Pacers made the top six. All right. What about the Chicago Bulls?
Well, the next 7 through 10, which as of today will be in the play-ins, it's the Philadelphia 76ers, Miami Heat, Chicago Bulls, and the Atlanta Hawks. And that's pretty much going to be it, unless, you know, the Brooklyn Nets do something amazing and win the rest of their games. But I think they're pretty much done. I think maybe they have two games left, and that's not gonna help. So, so those seven teams are going to be in the play-in tournament.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like they got a good diversification of teams. We got the Indiana Pacers made it in the Eastern Conference, and the Miami Heat made it in the Eastern Conference, and they didn't make it last year. So this will be a good chance for them to make it. And who else didn't play in the – oh, the Pelicans didn't play in the basketball playoffs last year in the Western Conference. Pelicans didn't make it. So this year it looks like the Golden State Warriors aren't going to make the playoffs. And if the Lakers don't get their butts together, they're not going to make the playoffs either. So – we have to see what's going on. And what else can I say about the NBA?
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was going to say the 76ers made it last year. They were like in fourth place last year. And this year, they may not make the playoffs or the play-in tournament at all because they don't look like they're going to qualify for either one. So the 76ers got rid of their coach, and their coach is coaching the – Who is he coaching now? I think he coached the Minnesota team is in the Western Conference. I can't think of the name of the team because the two teams I'm thinking about start the Milwaukee Bucks is in the Eastern Conference, and I don't think he switched the coach to the Milwaukee Bucks, but the Minnesota something and the Memphis Grizzlies. And both of those are in the Western Conference. So whatever team is in the Eastern Conference besides the Milwaukee Bucks, do they have another team that starts with the M? They don't have Minnesota.
The Orlando Magic. Or you mean like the city starts with an M?
The city.
No,
the two teams for the city are on the Western Conference. Minnesota Grizzlies and the Memphis, whatever the other team is, Memphis Grizzlies and the Minnesota Timberwolves are in the Western Conference. So,
right.
Okay. Because he went to a team that started with an M. Maybe he went to the Milwaukee Bucks. I thought he went, well, I don't know. Because he was with the Philadelphia 76ers, and they finished in, like, fourth place last year. So I thought he had moved to another team that had moved up from Philadelphia 76ers. But I can't think of who the other team was. I thought it was the M. Minnesota or Miami Heat? Did the Miami Heat, is that in the Eastern Conference? I think Miami Heat is in the Western Conference, though.
No, they're in the Eastern Conference.
They're in the Eastern Conference. All right. Are they in the top 10? Or did they make the top 10? They didn't make it last year, Miami Heat.
Yeah, they're in eighth place right now, so they're going to be in the play-in.
Okay. So maybe he did move to another team that is actually going to make the playoffs or at least have a chance to make the playoffs. But that's bad for the Philadelphia 76ers that they won't qualify for the play-in or for the playoffs. That's really bad. So Doc Ellis, he was the coach for the Philadelphia 76ers for, I don't know, 10 years or so. And then he went to another team this year, and the other team he went to, I think it was the Miami Heat, and they may barely make the playoffs, but his 76ers are definitely not making the playoffs or the play-in. So I guess he moved up. I guess he made a good move. Without him coaching, the 76ers didn't make it. So I guess he moved up. He did good by trading teams. So we'll see. We'll see.
Hey, G-Money,
76ers.
You have there's someone on the line who wants to talk to you. You ready to talk to a call-in guest?
Oh, sure. We can give him a few minutes. Okay.
Hey, Andrew,
hello.
You're on the air.
Pleasure to speak to you. Love the show, guys. Very informative and refreshing, too. I wish you the best of luck with
all
everything.
Right. Who is this? Andrew?
This is Andrew.
What's up, Andrew? Did I talk to you last year? You sound like you're familiar, like I recognize your voice.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever called into the show. It could be.
Oh.
Years a long time ago. I'm
yeah.
not sure.
Well, I've been on the radio for 8 years, so it's possible. Okay. Well, what do you want to talk
about?
What comments?
You're talking about the 76ers. Did you see the documentary on what was his name? It was Andy Dice from the Celtics.
No, I didn't see it.
Hold on a second. Wait a minute here. I just got it. Hold on 1 second. Anyway, you got to watch it. It's on HBO. This guy, he was abused by his mother. She was really twisted, And there's a part in that. You know, his father was great, and that's why he was a great basketball player. You remember Andy Dice from the Celtics, right, in 72?
Yeah.
So you didn't see the documentary, but I'd love to get your take on it. His father was phenomenal, and his mother, she was in a mental institution. And for Mother's Day, he wrote her a nice card. And it's in the documentary, and she beat him senseless because she considered it to be too emotional. And she told him that if he's going to write a card to her for Mother's Day, that he wanted her to tell her that she was beautiful, that she had a big bosom, and a fantastic vagina. Is that sick or what?
That's what she wanted him to write her?
Yes, in the Mother's Day card.
Wow. On a Mother's Day card, he was supposed to say, Happy Mother's Day, and you have a big bosom, and you have a beautiful vagina. Oh, that's kind of awkward for a son to tell his mother that. That's really bad. But you said she beat him, she whooped him, and she abused him?
She abused him, she beat him, and she used to deny him from basketball practice. And his father took him away, God bless him. He took him away, and he got him into the, into the pros, and then he played for the Celtics. And this lady, she was like, she was like bipolar. I mean, the stuff, it will shock you to your core, the stuff that she said. Like she said, you should write, when you write me a Mother's Day card, why don't you tell me how good I am at sucking your daddy's you-know-what?
Really?
Yeah.
How would he know how good she did his daddy? Unless he was in the room with him when she was doing his daddy. Did they share rooms? Did they have one bedroom and he was in the room?
I have no, they didn't. He didn't say that. He just said, she was put into a mental institution after that. But the thing was, he was a young boy. She beat him senseless, and she said, "Talk when you praise me for Mother's Day, praise my vagina, and talk about how good I am at sucking your daddy's penis." I mean, I couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Yeah, that's a little much. That's really like, and she put that on the documentary. She wanted him to put that out for the public information.
That's no, she killed herself. No.
Oh, she did.
Yeah, she forced him. Listen to this. She forced him to write the card. She beat him and then had him read the card out loud to her on Mother's Day.
Oh, okay. And then she killed herself after.
Well, she was put
after he did that.
She was put into a mental institution. She was considered to have bipolar disorder and schizophrenia, and then she took her own life, which is very sad. But I just wanted to get your take. What is your perspective on a mother who does that to a child and make them write such a thing?
Yeah. That's a little beyond control. I don't think that's a good thing. I definitely
obviously not a good thing. That's somebody who has serious mental health, who clearly had serious mental health issues. That's abuse. And that is completely unacceptable from my perspective.
Right. But he still made it to the pros.
I'm just trying to break down, fellas, the psychology. What makes a mother what makes a mother force a son to write vulgar things about her and his father?
Yeah, that's crazy. The only thing I can, my guess is that she probably was abused herself. Because that's usually what happens to when someone is abused as a kid. Not always, obviously, but
right.
If someone turns out like that, there's usually abuse in their childhood. And so, that can be enough to drive someone crazy. And then they manifest that same behavior that was done to them.
I agree, but it just like, you know, there's certain things in your life that make you really cringe, like you want to shake it from your head. And when I think about like how calculated she was, and how it was such a unique and an abusive tactic to force her son to write sexual things and her enjoy it. I can't put my finger on this.
Yeah, I'm wondering, was he playing in the pros when she had him do that?
No, this is when he was in high school.
Oh, okay. So he was still a preteen when she confronted him with that.
Yeah, well, listen, I just wanted to get your take, and I appreciate it. But get a hold of that documentary, Andy Dice and His Mother.
Andy Dice, and he played for who?
The Celtics in 72. Dice and His Mother. But the documentary is Andrew Dice and His Mother.
Andrew Dice and His Mother. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, before I go, can you put in a kind word for, because Mother's Day is coming up? Can you put in a kind word on what you should write to your mother in the cards?
What I would suggest is you write how much your mother cared for you, and how much she cooked for you, and how much she cleaned and took care of you. You know, that's what I would put in the card, to thank my mother for her time that she put in with me. That would be what I would suggest for any kid he wants to thank his mother for Mother's Day, you know, for the time that she put in. And if she was taking him to school and picking him up from school, and helping him with his homework, or her with his homework. That's the kind of things that I would think that a kid would put in a letter to his mother, and to thank her for bearing him, because I don't know how many months, you know, she carried him in her womb before she gave birth, because he could have been a difficult delivery. So that could have been something that, you know, was really difficult for her. And he needs to thank her for putting up with all of the pain and everything to deliver him. So those are the things I would suggest. DJ, do you have any comments on what you think?
You know, I think that how much we love our mom. And so, you know, when we talk about her, you actually have a couple of songs about her too. I might actually play one next. But, you know, just how much you appreciate all the stuff that I would recommend, you know, people just write about all the things that they remember, all the positive things that they remember, and tell mom how much you appreciate all the things she did.
Yeah.
All the sacrifices she made.
Hear, man. You know, that's really nice to hear, because I love my mother so very much. And, my God, I just feel the pain that he went through. And, guys, can I ask you this one at a time? If that lady were alive today and you saw her force her child to read that stuff, how would you address her?
Well, I would address her issue. I wouldn't address the issue that she made her child read that. I wouldn't even bring it up, because I wouldn't recognize the fact that she made her child do that. I wouldn't make an issue about it. I wouldn't even bring it up. I would leave it as something that was already done, and it's over and done with. So,
but my question to you, sir, is that I would say, like, if you were in that position and you walked in on her forcing him to write these things about his own mother, these vulgar sexual things about her vagina and falling to her at that moment.
Well, I would have to decide if I knew the mother, if I could talk to her as an adult. You know, I would chastise her for asking her son to write something so derogatory. But I'd have to know the lady in order to be able to reprimand her for what she's doing, or, you know, what she's thinking. Because I don't know why she would want to have her son write those type of things. Because he obviously can't be, he wasn't a witness to how she was sucking his daddy's dick and stuff. He wouldn't be, you know, he wasn't a witness to any of that. And for him to write about it, he'd have to, you know, I guess that would be really difficult for him to do that. Because he wouldn't be able to witness that. He didn't witness it. So it'd be hard for him to comment on the activity at all. But I would chastise her for making him do something like that. Because I would think that would be totally inappropriate for him to do something like that, for her to ask her son to do something like that. DJ,
and the fact that she liked it. The fact that she liked it is disturbing. The fact that she liked it is disturbing.
What, that she liked sucking her husband's dick? Well,
no, the fact that she liked her son writing these things about her sucking off her husband and her, you know, beautiful titties and vagina.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't think that the son should be commenting on her titties and her vagina. I would chastise her about anything like that, because I don't think that would be appropriate behavior. Not for no 10-year-old kid, anyway.
Well, he was 16 at the time. Not that it makes a difference, but...
Yeah.
And I want to ask the other gentleman who's with you, because how would you address it to her? If you walked in the room and you heard that and she forced him to write that, how would you address it to her if she were in front of you?
So just like G Money said, I would do the same thing. I would immediately chastise her and let her know how completely inappropriate what she's doing is, you know, and the fact that she's enjoying it, that's, you know, that doesn't even matter. Even if she wasn't enjoying it, it's still completely, and I would let her know that it's completely inappropriate and that she needs to stop immediately and go get some help because she's sick. She's a sick person. That's what I would do.
That was well said. Well, guys, listen, and you have a blessed day. Keep doing what you're doing. It's always a pleasure listening to you and being informed by you and educated by you and entertained by you gentlemen. And I wish you the best of luck. I wish you another great 8 years to come.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And what's your name again?
My name's Andrew.
Andrew. Where are you from, Andrew?
I'm from Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn. Okay. Well, welcome. Are you calling from Brooklyn, or you live here in Las Vegas?
I'm calling from Brooklyn. Where are you guys at?
Well, we're in Las Vegas. I'm in Las Vegas, and DJ is in Oakland.
Oh, Oakland.
I'm in Las Vegas, too. I'm in Las Vegas, too. We're both in Las Vegas. But, yeah, thank you, sir. Thank you, Andrew, for calling in. We really appreciate you. Call in anytime. If you have a question or a comment, or even if you have a request.
All right. I just want to let you guys know, man, I don't know if you guys realize, your advice is really great. I mean, I think you guys should continue with that. I know you have your passions and sports and everything else, but I think you guys should veer more into the advice department as well. Just don't take it lightly. You guys are really good at it. Really good.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's good to hear.
We appreciate
yeah.
the comment.
You guys have a solid male perspective that is very refreshing, and I appreciate you. And your listeners really do appreciate you, too. So you guys, listen, have a great day. Stay safe in Las Vegas. Don't lose your money. Stay away from the slot machine. And we're giving you a big shout-out from Brooklyn, New York.
All right.
All right.
Well, thank you very much. You have a blessed day also.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy Mother's
Bye-bye.
Day, too. All right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Andrew. Go ahead,
G-Money. All right. Well, that's a perspective from a listener. And we'd like to comment that we always appreciate callers calling in and, you know, making their comments or asking questions about things that they're interested in speaking about. Well, all right then. Back to the sports.
So we were talking about the NBA.
Yes. Okay. I was talking about Doc Ellis. That was the doctor he was the coach for the Philadelphia 76ers, and I don't know if he traded, but he went to another team, and he was the coach of another team, and I think it was the Miami Heat. If I remember right, it was an M in the name. It might have been the Milwaukee Bucks, because they're in the same division. So he might have went to the Milwaukee Bucks to coach them. And if so, then he's going to be in the top six teams in the Eastern Conference. So he made a move up. That was a good move for him. Because the Philadelphia 76ers are under the bottom 10 teams. So he made a move up positive. So that was good. That was really good that he did that. But anyway, so we got the top 16, the top 16 in the Eastern Conference. And then we have the four teams that are for the play-in. And those four teams, DJ, are who? In the Eastern Conference?
In the Eastern Conference is the Philadelphia 76ers, Miami Heat, Chicago Bulls, and the Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, okay. All right. So the 76ers is who Doc was the coach of. And, well, now I think he's with the Milwaukee Bucks. And that'll be good if he made the trade up like that. But he might be with the Miami Heat. And, they may still go into the play-in. So he's still going to be at the bottom. The Philadelphia 76ers is at the bottom of the play-in. So he didn't really improve his situation if he went to Miami. So that's the difference in that. But, that's the G-Money Sports Report. I got to take a commercial break here, and I have to step out for a second, DJ, and I will be back with more of the show in a minute. And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors, and she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table, and I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses, and she just took shots. After shot, after shot, after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy.
Today is a celebration to celebrate the life of our mother. At the age of 16, her mother died and left her all alone in this world. So she finished high school, and then she got a scholarship to go to Langston University, where she pledged Alpha Kappa Alpha, and she was on the Queen's Court. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
So she graduated from the university, and she moved to Los Angeles, where she met my father. And in 1955, they got married. And in 1956, she had her first baby. So in 1957, my mother had another baby. He was a preemie, but he survived. And that's me. And I'm my mother's first and oldest child. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
My mother was there all the time. And when I played football at the park, I would get interceptions, and my mother would be hollering, "Run, baby, run!" And my mother sewed an outfit for me. She made a jacket, and she made pants. Maybe 10th grade when she made that. And I was really grateful that she made my outfit. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, Mama was very creative, and she spent a lot of time on her sewing machine. And then she transferred to the IRS, and she became a CPA. She was married for 58 years.
She raised four hard-headed kids who are always getting into trouble.
We love our mother, and we care about our mother. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
The thing that I remember most is that Mom was always sacrificing for us. She always put her kids and her family first before she put herself.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. She made it possible for us to be involved in everything that we did in our life. She even pushed us when we didn't want to do stuff. Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
She got us involved in doing stuff. And that's what I really appreciate about her. Because she always let me do whatever I wanted to do. And she thought it was just the best thing for me to be involved.
She was so supportive, you know what I mean? Like, anything and everything we did, it was just like, yep, Mom is right there with it. Mom, how can we get this?
Thank you, Mama. We love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
You know, our mom, you know, her life is amazing.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, when I was doing concerts in Compton, I came up short paying my DJ because I didn't sell enough tickets. And Mama came and bought me the money to pay my DJ. I appreciate it, and I love you. And I love you very much.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
Yeah, thank you, Mama. We love you.
Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama. Mother's Day every day for me. Thank you, Mama.
It was 12 guys online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick.
Yeah. answer.
I can't do that. I can't do that.
And I walked around, and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up, and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girls, so you need to come check me out.
Man.
okay? So I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. And I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel.
G-Money,
the pimp coming, put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp coming. I can put it down, girl. This is me. I'm in the house. Yeah. Watch out, world.
From LA, I work from Diego to the Bay.
I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I taught school in Compton. They said the kids were dumb. I beg to differ, because I taught them one-on-one. I love my mama, I love my dad, I love all my brothers, even DJ Papa G. I love my mama, I love my dad, even the one they say is crazy, even DJ Big Mac. Happy Father's Day, happy Father's Day, I only have one dad. It was me, my mama plus three. He was my best friend. Happy Father's Day.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I'm G Money and I'm here to stay. I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They stop me now, 6-5 all day. Early in the morning, late at night, two dead boys got up to fight. Back to back, they faced each other. They drew their swords and they shot each other.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
G Money's a pimp, just playing, makes a man. Big booty girls run the world. Bigger the headache, bigger the pill. Call me the big pill. And I got girls all over the world. I got hookers in the front of my house. I got strippers in the pool. I got women in the kitchen cooking food. I got kids in the park on the swing, riding on the slide, playing on the merry-go-round.
I just want to celebrate, yeah, yeah. Another day of living, yeah. I just want to celebrate another day of life.
I was in the 11th grade, and between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right, that's right. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed between classes. That's right. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. That's right, that's right. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. That's right, that's right. Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial.
I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I can put it down, girl. Come on now.
Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here. Can't go down no further. I'm gonna stick right here.
I'm G Money, the best count. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me? You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit, and I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100, so it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle, and I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house, because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating, because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2024. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and we've just concluded our G-Money Sports Report. And I want to add something to the report. Now that we finished the sports report, I want to present some news that I heard today. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's to my condolence to the family, I want to announce the death of O.J. Simpson. That's right, he died yesterday morning, and he was 76 years old, and he died of cancer, and his family is asking that everybody respect the family and give their condolences, but give the family a chance to be peaceful and to mourn his death. So don't crowd his house and go to any of his locations. I don't know if he's still in Las Vegas, because that's where the last places that he was seen here in Las Vegas. So I want to give everybody the announcement that O.J. Simpson, Orenthio, the Juice, O.J. Simpson has died. And he was 76 years old, and he died of cancer. So we want to give his family condolences. And we want to pray for O.J. that he goes to a better place. And I'm sure the Goldman family will be happy that O.J.'s died. And O.J. served his time in jail for trying to get some of his Heisman Trophy and his other products back that somebody was selling at the casino in Las Vegas. And he went with several people to try to get his products back. And he ended up going to jail for brandishing weapons at the scene of the crime. So he did 9 years in jail. Now, I can't understand why he would beat a murder charge and then go to jail for trying to steal some of his own property back. I don't understand that move, but that's what he did. He spent 9 years in jail after beating the murder charge. So, but now, today, O.J. died. Well, O.J. died yesterday, and we're mourning his death. For all of the people that know that O.J. was a superstar, he was not only a super athlete, a major football player, but he was an actor. He did Top Gun, he did gun movies. I can't think of the gun. Something Gun, Naked Gun movies. And he was a spokesman for Hertz Rent-A-Car. And he did all of the rent-a-car commercials, jumping over benches in the airport, running for an airplane. So, yes, O.J. was a super athlete, and he was a major actor, and he was a superstar in the hearts of millions of people. So O.J. went to USC. He's from California, and I saw him when I went to USC to go to some dances. I saw O.J. when he was playing for USC, and I got a chance to talk to him for a short period of time at the dances. But I went to the game at USC and saw him playing for USC. And then he ended up playing for the Buffalo Bills. And I watched it on major sports reports. And then he became a sports announcer after he finished his football career. And after he finished being an actor, he was a sports announcer on CBS Sports with Brian Gumbel and the other sports announcers. So, again, my condolences to the Simpson family, and we want to all give him praise, pray for O.J. Simpson now. Have a moment of silence for O.J. Simpson, and may he be blessed, and may God have mercy on his soul. Okay, for a moment of silence for O.J. Simpson. The juice, they can't catch the juice because the juice is loose. But the juice is gone, and he's off and running, and he will be in a better place with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and God Almighty. And I want to give my condolences again to the Simpson family, to all of his kids, even though his baby's mama died, but all the kids are still alive, and they're still doing things in the city. So again, O.J. Simpson, Orinthio, I don't even know his full name, Orinthio something Simpson, has died yesterday. And may his soul be blessed by God Almighty. May he live in eternity. May God. Yeah.
OJ died this morning.
Oh, he died this morning?
Oh. What kind of news you have? You don't know anything.
Oh, well, I heard about it this morning. I heard about it this morning.
People may be laughing about you right now because something has been said yesterday. This morning at 9 o'clock.
Okay. Well, this morning at 9
we had a white boy. His name was Billy. And Billy was an only child. And he lived with his mother and his grandmother. And they bought him every toy that was imaginable. His dad played in the major leagues. He was a baseball player. But he never saw his daddy. His daddy did never come and visit him or stay with him or anything. So Billy's house was a good house to go play at because he had all of the toys. And all we had to do was go down there and go in his yard or go in his bedroom, and he would pull out all kind of toys. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. We called him Fat Boy Billy. And he would run, but he was real fat, so he would get caught a lot of times.
Thank you.
gentlemen. This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and it's time to shut the show down. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got some people to see and some places to go, don't you know? So I want to say I hope everybody enjoyed Thursday's radio show as we put the entertainment together for your pleasure. And we'll be back on the air tomorrow, Friday, for some more entertaining activities for you to enjoy. So before I go, though, I want to say, I want to recognize the birthday of the friends, fans, and fan club members that are celebrating their birthday today on the 11th of April. I think today is the 11th of April. Yes, the 11th of April. So, without further ado, DJ, play the birthday song.
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. For 11th, April 11th, 2024. Happy birthday to Carl Horton. Happy birthday to Monique Lynette. Happy birthday to Jenea Hall. Happy birthday to Jenea Hall Temple. Happy birthday to Antonio Baez. Happy birthday to Tim Garner. Happy birthday to Janine Scott. Happy birthday to Tammy S. McLaren. And last but not least, happy birthday to Taylor Maid. That's it. So I want to wish everyone a happy birthday. We're celebrating today, April 11th, 2024.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And I know God is blessing you and giving you the glory that he's allowing you to live this long. So I want to say congratulations on your birthday for celebrating another birthday in this land of whatever we're in. In the land of Biden or the land of Trump or whatever you want to call it. We're in the United States of America. So I'm celebrating your birthdays with you today. So I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a birthday song for you I want to sing. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. And may you have many, many more. Have a good day today and a better day tomorrow. And I want you to celebrate your birthday with your family and friends. And may it be a good day and a gracious day and a blessing. May you have a blessing by God Almighty to bless you in your days of birthdays and celebration. So without further ado, I want to say, let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing, and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.